Happy New Year, everybody. I know you're wondering why I'm still saying Happy New Year. We are still in the first month, the 19th day of the year, 2021. And hopefully your Happy New Year is off to a good start. I know some of y'all may differ, but hey, it's a new year. What are we going to do with it? We better do something with it. Great, right? Right. Now, let me welcome you also for tuning in to A Voice of a People today here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And we also stream live www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download an app, and this app is free, and it's called TuneIn on any electronic device. And when you download it, please search WWGH, and that app will remain on your phone, and you can take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Last but not least, you can always call in during a live show from the hour of 4:15 until the top of the hour, 5 p.m., by calling 740-383-9944. If you would like to ask questions or make comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. And again, my name is Linda Sims, if I didn't tell you that, okay? I'm your host. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 is their number, or www.logoschristianministries.com. And if any of you know Pastor Jackie Peterson of Logos Christian Ministry, she will be my guest next Monday at 4:15 until 5 p.m. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. And they are located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. And thank you if this is your first time for tuning in to A Voice of a People. Thank you, and hopefully you enjoy the show. And I want to say also thank you to my listeners who listen faithfully. Thank you so much for your support. I'd like to start my show off with the thought for today, and this one is titled, Live Fully. They say only fools live to the full. That's a sad thought, isn't it? Because only fools go where most of us fear to go. Maybe they do, huh? Only fools do what many of us spend our lives avoiding. That kind of makes you want to rethink that, doesn't it? Being a fool or not, right? You don't have to climb Mount Everest or cross the world in a hot air balloon to live to the full. Simply enter each day with a commitment not to avoid anything or anybody who comes your way. Then your Everest will come to you in the form of difficult people and challenging situations. And the only thing you will need to conquer is your own fear and evasions. And when you do conquer, you will know that you have lived fully. But there is nothing more exhilarating than overcoming our own obstacles, which, if the truth were known, are always only in our own minds. When you turn to face these inner obstacles and challenges, some people call this real courage, and you certainly are no fool. I was kind of scared there for a minute how that was going to turn out. My guest today is Marie Harrington, and she has been my guest occasionally for a few years now, haven't you, Marie?
Yeah, it's been a few years.
We've gone through some things together.
Yes, we have.
Yes. Yes, we have. And her husband had the ministry at
Marion
Correctional Institutions before COVID.
Right. Not just Marion Corrections, but anywhere that would have us, we would go.
Okay.
Yeah. We did a little bit at the nursing homes just before the COVID hit.
That's good. That is so good. And Marie has agreed to come on the show, and we're going to talk about 2020 in review. Now, basically, my shows from January to the end of February or mid-February will be 2020 in review. It was such of a hellacious year, some people say.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was nothing like what I expected. Nothing like what I expected. Because in 2019, the Lord started giving me dreams and thoughts. And he was telling me that what we were looking at was a new vision for 2020. Our spiritual vision was going to change. So I'm picturing us being able to see things in the spirit realm, understand things in the spirit realm, know what devils to go after in the spirit realm. That's my thinking process, you know. How do I pray this out or pray that out? But when we got into 2020, it was more of a hold on to your hat kind of thing. And it just, I don't know, there was a time where I could actually articulate this better. I might be able to a little bit later, but in truthfulness, my 2020 has been a touch of hell. So it's been a very difficult year. And at this point, I'm just praying 2021 is going to make a flip-flop, because so far so bad, you know, and it should be so far so good. But there's an awful lot of good things that have been made to look bad, and a lot of bad things that people have begun to believe are good. And I think that's what God wanted us to see. Open your eyes in 2020. Look at things with truth.
In spiritual eyes.
Yes. Open your eyes. Look at them in truth, not flesh.
Right, right.
We've allowed a lot to go on that never should have been allowed to go on. You know, I'm trying really hard not to get political here.
Well, you don't have to get political. There's just a lot of things that we have allowed to go on.
Yeah, it's just that everything tends to get caught up in that these days. That's why I'm trying to be cautious.
Right.
Because I don't think right or left. I don't think Democrat, Republican. I think life or death. And obviously many of us experienced much in the way of death this past year.
Oh, yes.
Whether it be death of a spouse, which I experienced.
You did, didn't you? We're so sorry to hear about that, too.
Well,
also,
I appreciate that, Linda. And I appreciated all my brothers and sisters in Christ who came for his services.
Right.
Then I experienced the death of my ministry.
Right.
Because COVID stopped it. And now we're walking around with masks on our face so that we are losing our identities. And I don't think people really realize how close this is to the Star of David being put on a Jew's arm. Because that's exactly what you're getting tagged. And you're getting taught to walk like Chinese people walk, and I don't mean that as an American Chinese. I'm talking about in China, many of their people are made to wear masks all the time.
Even before the pandemic?
Yes, even before the pandemic. Or they have certain uniforms they'd have to wear. And I've even seen where, these people said they didn't like what was going on, and they made them all kneel in the middle of a street. And boom, boom, boom. There ain't nothing different from that than it was from Hitler's time.
Communism.
History repeats itself.
True.
And I have a great fear for our country that history is beginning to repeat itself.
I think we all looked at some of that, even as of the celebration of Martin Luther King yesterday.
Everything he celebrated, everything he accomplished with equality, and with going forward with people becoming one people?
Right. Well, no, we're not there yet.
No, we can't get there either with the kind of restrictions that are being put on all people.
I thought he more or less saw after the Lord came back.
That's about all we got to look forward to.
That's what I'm saying, because looking at men and women, boys and girls, and the political world, and who's in power, who's not in power now, and who's going to be in power, you know, later. It's like, we're not really going anywhere. It's like we're going around in this circle like the children of Israel for like 40 years.
Good point, because the next thing I was going to say was that God is in charge.
Yes, he is.
But we have to be smart enough to let him take charge.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to get the hay out of his way. Hmm. We have to say, okay, Lord, we trust in you. We trust in you. I'm not going to lie. I've had a pretty rough time doing that this past year.
You're not alone.
No.
You're not alone at all.
And, you know, I want other people out there that have lost their spouses. I was fortunate. I know that sounds really weird to some of you, but I got to be with my spouse
right
when he crossed over. I got to be with my spouse
true
on the day of his service. I mean, people could still come because it was the following week that they put us on lockdown.
Okay.
That word lockdown is a terrible word. It's a scary word.
Yes, it is. It is a scary
word. And it's even more scary when you find out that other countries, including our own, many of our own states, have found out that the lockdowns don't do anything but help spread things, cause more mental illness, more sickness, more death. And yet we're forced to sit under the isolation of this.
Isolation.
So after Roland passed, I had to go into that isolation time from February through, I think, May. It let up a little bit because okay that's when I got to take his ashes to Tennessee.
Right.
And then we got back, and 2 weeks later, it all locked down again. And I just say, okay, thank you, Jesus, for helping me get that done.
Right.
And truthfully, I've had the COVID, but I had a very mild case. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm going to be 70, I was very fortunate.
Oh, yeah.
To have a very mild case. And I thank God for that as well. I also believe it's because I knew enough to take, and I spent my money to get myself vitamin D3, to get my vitamin C and my zinc, and I took them regularly every day.
Wow, okay.
And that plus quinine water are things that help people keep their immune system up against flus and against this particular COVID.
I have not heard of quinine in a long time.
Quinine water. Now, I have a hard time finding it. Somebody told me go into the liquor store because they sell it to make drinks.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
But Schweppes is a quinine water, I guess. Hmm. I'd known very little about that. But my sister uses the quinine. And those are natural ways of being able to protect yourself from these things. I'd rather be doing that than wearing a mask all the time.
Well, I'm sure.
When I'm wearing I don't know about anybody else out there, but as I wear a mask, I mean, it literally takes my air away.
Oh, yeah. We all struggle with that.
You know, I mean, and they know doggone well it's destroying lungs, and they're putting them on children. I'm going to get myself on a pedestal, and I ain't going to get off because I'm really against this stuff. I'm against the sickness as well.
Right.
But I believe God Almighty is about to do something with that. I'm trusting he is. And they're talking about, there is a group of people mm-hmm that want the new COVID strain to be the worst that it's ever been. It's coming from Europe. You haven't heard that yet?
I heard there was another strain.
Oh, yeah, there's another strain. It's terrible. It's worse than this one, and it's killing more people, and this is happening, and that's happening, and they're trying to scare the living tar out of everybody so that we fall in line. Sorry, that's what's happening.
Is this not true? You think it's not true that this surge is worse?
I believe that there is another type
mutation
out there, another
yeah
mutation. But how many times has the flu mutated since we first heard of that? How many people have passed?
This is like plague, I think.
Well, I think we're looking at it as a plague, but if we'd have been looking back at the flu before we started flu shots and things of that nature, that was also a plague.
Yeah.
You know,
but this
the
is
measles.
More deadlier, yeah.
Well, it depends on which batch of paperwork you get.
Well, they said the flu was killing 30,000 to 40,000 people a year anyway.
Yeah, but did you notice that they don't report on the flu this year? If you go looking for how many people have died of the flu, almost every one of them has died of COVID. Is that not amazing? See, what they've done is push the flu out of the way, and no matter what, because COVID and the flu, and I'm no doctor, I'm not going to pretend I am, but I do a lot of reading on this subject, and both COVID and the flu are both a format of flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that. Or pneumonia. I thought that was a pneumonia.
You know, it's a flu.
It settles in the lungs.
Yeah. Well, either way, the flu can too. Pneumonia is a totally different thing than those two. No, yeah. But COVID. COVID can cause a pneumonia, yes.
Yeah, because it attacks the lungs.
Yeah, because my youngest sister had that issue.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank God she came out of it. Yeah.
My daughter had it, and she suffered with the shortness of breath. Yeah.
And it doesn't go away quickly.
No, I heard.
I do not make light of it. I really don't. For me, it caused me exhaustion.
So you're still suffering from the symptoms of it or after effects of it, right? Is it more lesser now than it was?
Substantially less. Now, I got sick back in August, first week of August.
Okay.
For Roland's birthday, actually.
Okay.
I got it August 3rd.
Okay.
August 1st, 2nd, 3rd is when I started. Yeah, that was when I got
5 months ago. So yeah. You're still feeling
after effects
from that?
No, but that's how it affected me.
Okay.
That, headaches.
Yeah.
My cough wasn't too bad. Temperature for 1 or 2 days that hit almost 100. I think one day I had 100.4 or something. But then after that, it came back down. And when I talk to the doctors, all they tell you is take 2 Tylenol, stay in bed. So, you know, I mean, they have no specials. But now let me ask you something. How interested are you, and the people out there, how interested are you in taking this new vaccine? You're going to let them just pump it in you, not knowing what's in it?
Because I didn't know what was in the flu, and I took that.
Well, the flu shot's been around for quite a while, though.
Yeah,
that's
the last
proven.
Time I took one, I like to die.
Every time I take one, I like to die. But you know what? As we get older, I found this out last year. As we get older, they give you a different flu shot than they gave you when you were younger.
Oh, my.
It's stronger.
And we don't know what's in that stuff, you know? It's like, wow, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure took one. My body went into shock for like 48 hours.
Only 48. When I get a light flu that hits me for almost a week.
Oh, I just thank God I haven't had the type of colds I usually get yet in January. I know it's like tomorrow's the 20th, but usually I'm like sick as I don't know what in January every year.
Weather change.
It must be.
Weather change.
It's really cold.
Yeah.
You know, like cold now.
So now, like you said, 2020. It's gone. Nothing going to change anything that happened in 2020.
No, it won't. It won't. But there was a lot of records set, you know, other than COVID. And there was a lot of your ministry. Now, how did that affect you, that your ministry? You say your ministry died. How did that affect you?
It broke my heart. You know, I mean, I don't think it's totally dead, but it'll change in another direction when God's ready to tell me what it is, because I miss the fellas at the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to keep in touch with them.
Wow.
You can't create a relationship with them. Now, now that Rollins passed, because he worked there as well, it might be a little bit different the next time around, but I know that the minister that took over for Pastor Cola had told me that the guys wanted me to come back, that they wanted to have a special event for Roland after he passed.
I'm sure they did.
But with the they called me. The pastor called me, and he had part of the fellows in there, because they wanted to give me condolences personally,
right.
And that was amazing. And they want me. They call me Mother. Mother, please return. We need you here. I want to go back.
Right. Right. The circumstances.
Won't allow it.
Wow. And that's really the sad part about it, because what you were feeding them Christ. You were feeding them God. And that's what we all need, even more so now.
Right.
We're going through all these.
And they're losing family, and they can't be anywhere near them.
Wow.
Half the time they can't even talk to them.
Right.
You know,
and
I mean, that makes it worse. Yeah.
No visitation.
Not unless, I think some of the visitations reopened. I can't keep my hand on the pulse over there now like I used to.
Right.
Most of the people that I know that Roland worked with are now retired.
Okay.
It's just a few, you know, so. But I get little tidbits here and there. And I know that they've, you know, had a couple of bad ups and downs with the sickness themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that concerns me. I don't know how many are still there that I know and how many aren't. And they get moved from place to place sometimes. So, you know, I'm just praying that those that I did get to touch remember the things that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that they walk with Christ and don't end up back in the same boat, per se.
Right. Renewing of your mind.
Yep, renewing of your mind.
You know, and that can go one way, and then you get around certain people and you go all the way back to where you was. And
yeah, it's a choice.
It is a choice.
I mean, it's a choice just like, you know, all right, my father was an alcoholic.
Right.
I didn't become an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I took the opposite. I didn't like the taste of anything because I was so afraid of everything.
Right, gotcha.
You know, you don't want to walk in that fear either.
Oh, no, you don't.
So I finally, as an adult, you know, learned to take a little something in moderation if I'm out to dinner or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not something that I want. I never wanted to smoke.
Yeah.
Because my parents smoked and I couldn't stand it. You know?
Yeah.
So those kinds of things, those are choices you make.
Absolutely.
Wearing the mask should still be a choice.
Well, I guess in a way it is, till you get ready to go in somebody's store. As long as you're in your car or walking down the street,
you
don't need one,
right? Oh, no, actually, I believe, unless they've backpedaled on it, they said you had to have them on while you're walking out in the streets in public.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do I remember that? Because that's when I get my air.
Yeah, I usually pull mine under my nose.
Yeah.
Where was I today? Oh, I went to the Y today for that. I told you, first time physical therapy. And as I walk in, I wear it under my nose so I can breathe some.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she says, you can't be in here without pulling that back up over your nose. I said, okay, dear, well, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm going to pull it over my nose. But as soon as I get around that corner and ain't nobody around me, it's coming right back down off my nose.
Before I faint.
Yeah. I said, it's either that or you're going to have to call the squad. So that doesn't make much sense.
No.
And now you have to wear them when you're walking on the walking track.
I did not know that.
And now you have to wear them when you're in the exercise room, unless you're on the cardio equipment.
I can understand that, because you're building up so much stress in your body that you need that air to breathe.
Well, no matter what you're doing on the equipment.
True.
You know,
true.
You need
and even
that.
Walking can be challenging as far as breathing and things like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
But, you know, it's just... I'm sorry, I've got to say it. It's these ridiculous rules made up by a couple of people that think they've got it all put together.
Well, maybe not. Maybe that does help to a certain extent. Maybe not all of it, not all COVID, you know, or you being able to contract it. But if I'm around you and you have a fever, that's
if I've got a fever, you're not going to see me.
But everybody's not like that, because they even said here, Tracy Kinsler, at the health department, she said a lot of people with COVID was walking around without masks or social distancing, and they were spreading it. They didn't care.
Did they not care, or did they not know?
They didn't want to wear the mask.
Were these people that had the virus in their carriers because they don't have any symptoms?
I don't know.
Because there's that, too.
Yeah, there is that, too.
You know, but really, for me, I just can't walk in that kind of fear. And
I
don't care if somebody else
does.
You know, that's their business. That's their lives.
That's true.
you know.
It's all of our lives, yeah.
Right.
As long as you're alive.
Yeah. So let's find something a little happier to talk about, because we're going into a new year, and you said let's look for something positive.
Yeah, something positive. What are we going to do for this new year? What does it look like? What has the Lord been telling you?
Pray. Here's what he said to me the other night, because I've been having some real hard times trying to sleep, really hard times. He said, wait, watch, and see, for I am about to move. And when he moves, we will, and I'm no prophet, okay? Mm-hmm. Please understand, I'm not prophesying here. But when he did tell me, he said, when he moves, nobody's going to have a doubt.
That he's God.
That he is God, and this is what he wants.
Amen. I believe that.
And absolutely. I'm walking in expectation right now of God's great move, however it may come.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to make sure I remember to pray more, to sing more. At home,
more in the Word. That's been my thing.
Well, it's not just being in the Word. I wish I could memorize the Word. I'm sorry, pastors out there who have a good memory, I'm happy for you. This minister, her memory, it just don't hold it, but yet I know the Word, mm-hmm, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I have to look things up sometimes, you know, like when I'm doing something, I have to, you know, have my words, because my friend called. She says, well, what are you going to talk about today with Linda? And I says, you know what? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Linda tells me when I get there. She says, how can you go on like that? Well, because Linda says she'll tell me when I get there. Yeah. So I figured the Lord will tell me what to say when I get here.
He does. I mean, everyone's like that. You know, I mean, because sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about until I get here. You know, and I try to go the way he leads me and start out with the thought for today. He even guides me with that. So
yeah. I mean, I can recall how many times in the middle of the night I'd wake up and I'd start writing something and I didn't even know what I was writing because I couldn't see. And the next morning I got up and printed it off the printer,
right,
and I'd read it and see what it was. And it'd be a heck of a teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like that.
Those are the best ones, you know?
They are. And I remember when I used to open up for Wednesday night Bible study, and I would be, oh, this is what I'm going to talk about. I'd be going through there getting subjects, mm-hmm, and stuff. And he would wait till like
the last
church
minute.
Start at 7, right? I got to be there at 6:30.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, couldn't you have given me this earlier, but maybe I wouldn't have received it.
Or you start to write something, and before you know it, it's nothing like what you thought you were going to cover.
No.
Well, I think that's what this year is going to be like.
I think so, too. It's already started.
Because it's not going to be anything like what you're expecting.
Mm-mm.
Right now, people are looking at things and going, oh, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. I've been trying to fight fear.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
And that's a real enemy.
Yeah, it is. I have to fight fear, not only because of the loss of my husband, but because of the situations politically.
Right.
The taking away of freedom of speech frightens me. They're taking away a lot of websites and things that they're not, you know, they're it's what's the word I want here where they stop you from speaking? Only certain people they want to have talk, the ones that they're in agreement with. What's the word I want, Linda? Help me.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. All I can think of is silence.
But it's not silence. It's a form. It was written up. They wrote it in the book 1984 when you were in school.
I was out of school.
Well, you never. Well, the name of the book was 1984.
Sorry.
And it spoke about what was going to happen in the future, and it's been pretty scary how much that guy knew. But anyway, it's like somebody putting tape over your mouth. Okay,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're taking away your free speech.
Yeah,
and it's the big conglomerates out there that are doing these things. And that's frightening. Because only the people in charge have a hand on what anybody's going to be allowed to do. If they decide you're going to have to take a chip, you're going to have to take a chip. If they decide that the only way you're going to have any money is if you keep it on a particular code or something like that, then that's the only way you're going to have it. If they decide that they don't like something that you're doing, considering the way our vehicles are made these days, mm-hmm. and our telephones, everything has got electronic chips in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, technology has advanced.
it's advanced far. In a way that it can trap people. It's an entrapment tool, too. I don't want it to be, but I believe it can be.
I guess anything is possible.
Yeah, you know, anything's possible. But we have to keep, here again, you're not afraid of it, but be aware.
Of course, be aware.
That's the whole thing. Be aware of what is going on.
Yes, absolutely.
Because too many people sit back and they go, oh, yeah, well, okay, this group's in charge now, so everything is going to be hunky-dory.
That's not true.
No, it's not. No matter what, man is flawed. So the only way Amen. Things are going to get hunky-dory is when God Almighty comes back and takes us home.
He cracks that sky. That's the only... Oh, you're so right about that.
You know, I mean, and I don't understand, and this is just me. Maybe you feel the same way. I don't know. I don't understand why people can't respect other people's thought processes. Just love people because God is in them. You know, even the worst person out there, Jesus is still in them. Because in the beginning of the book of Genesis, you know, he breathes life into all creation.
Yes, that's true.
And all creation.
Even when Christ was on the earth, he said he did not subject himself to all men because he knew what was in man. Like you said,
right.
We're all sinners, saved right. by grace, you know, if or have sinned.
Right.
Know.
There's not a one of us that's
And that's
been,
only if you accept Christ that yeah. you're saved. Right.
And we're not made perfect.
No, we're not made perfect.
And so that's why even after we've accepted Christ Jesus as our Savior, when we do something wrong and he kind of lets us know,
oh, yeah.
we have to turn around and repent and try to change that habit.
Amen.
You know?
Right about that, too.
So,
because even he knows our thoughts and intent of the heart.
He knows our most intimate
yes.
thoughts. There's nothing, you know, it used to be the old saying, if mama don't know, nobody knows, you know.
Right, and it's like this too. I accept your thought process, but God doesn't always accept our thought process or what we're thinking about, you know.
Right.
Because a lot of times we don't realize, well, I can think what I want, and you can, because it's a choice. I can do what I want, and you can. It's a choice. But there's also what they call repercussions or things that can you bring on yourself, because yeah, it's your right to do it.
And even sometimes, whether you're speaking on the good side or the bad side,
right?
Because as we said, there's good and bad everywhere.
Good and bad everywhere, yes.
When you make your decision and you think that you've made the right decision, and you're trying to walk it through, it still might not be his decision.
Oh, and he'll let you know. Because you will not prosper. It just doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
It just does not. Or he'll wait until you walk into that wall and bounce back. I thought, well, there's a wall there.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the donkey that was talking to Balaam?
Right.
Balaam, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The donkey. Well, you know, I mean.
There's an angel there in the way.
Yeah. The Lord has blessed me in many ways, and I've seen many things as they happen throughout our world, mm-hmm. in America.
Right.
They weren't good things, but I've seen them.
Yeah.
He awoke me and had me. I was watching TV the moment that John F. Kennedy got shot.
Wow.
I was home sick with the mumps or something.
Really?
I saw that happen. Was it Gerald Ford that they went after, and they didn't kill him, but they tried to. I saw that while it was happening. I saw 9/11 as it happened, because the angel had given me the Lord gave me dreams, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and they came through. So I saw that when it happened, because the angel woke me up and had me turn on my TV. You know, there's just so many things. Well, he also gave me a heads up that Rollin was going to die.
I believe that.
And it was, before he even got sick. And I'd wake up in, from a dream, and the dream, God was trying to take me, or the angel was trying to get me to look into the casket, and I wouldn't look. I wouldn't look.
Wow.
I wouldn't look. But I knew who was in there.
Did you?
And he told me, he says, you have to face this because it's coming. Prepare yourself.
Mm.
That word prepare has been a big word for at least a year and a half, 2 years for me. And I think it's a big word for everybody.
For the body of Christ, most definitely.
Yeah, we have to prepare.
Prepare.
So I started watching financially, trying to get things cleaned up, mm-hmm. that kind of prepare.
Right.
And also getting myself ready emotionally, because we had just shy of 30 years together. That's hard to let go of when you have a good marriage almost 30 years. And
couldn't even imagine. Really. I just couldn't.
Well, you know, but then...
And the biggest, I applaud you because you hung in there with your husband all the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
Good times and bad times.
And, you know, when you get to the, when it got to the day after he passed, that night, I couldn't believe it. I went home. I slept for a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just escape.
Probably
that
so.
Was my escape route. And
you probably needed it.
I already had everything else, you know, planned, so I just had to turn it over to Edwards, and things went along. And with the day I had to go in, that morning I called a friend, another pastor friend, and I said, how am I going to manage this? You've already been through it, and you were so elegant when you stood at your side of your husband.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to deal with this? I don't think I can.
One day at a time.
No, she said, you're going to be surprised how God will strengthen yes. you, and the Holy Spirit will give you boldness.
Yes, absolutely.
So I get there with my kids, and my children are my children, his children are his children, but they're all our kids.
Right, right.
And my children said, do you want us to, I said, have you been in yet? No, we're waiting on you. I said, okay. I said, did you kids want to go in together? And no. I said, I'll tell you what, let Mom go in first.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I'd even make it through the doors, let wow. alone up to the casket. But, you know, I went in, and in all seriousness, I looked at my husband. I said, oh, heck, that ain't you. That ain't you. That's empty.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He was gone.
Because the minute he passed in the hospital... See, I had just stepped out, and the girl came out. She goes, oh, his vitals are great. He's doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
Might be taking a turnaround. I said, wonderful. And I walked back in to sit down with him and hold his hand again. But as I started to walk into the room, I said, hey, honey, come here. She says, what? I said, you better recheck those vitals because he's gone. She
wow.
goes, no, he can't be. She, you know, he can't be. I said, oh, but he is. I knew immediately.
Hmm.
I could tell his spirit wasn't there.
Right, right.
And I think people need to realize that they carry a spirit.
We all do.
Either it's a spirit of love and Christ.
Right.
Or a spirit of hate.
That's right. One or the other.
And there is no middle road.
No, there's not.
There is no fence you can sit on.
No.
You must choose either to live life in Christ.
Amen.
Or live life
without him.
Without him. And without him, your life could become very dark.
And that's what people don't understand. Even if you're on the devil's side and you're not on the Lord's side, you're still a part of his grace on
right.
this earth. But when you die, there's no more grace for you.
That's right. While you're
when
here,
you go to your appointed place
is your only chance
for grace.
For grace.
Amen.
This is your own. Right now, if you have not asked Jesus Christ into your heart,
it's true.
Right now, at this very moment, he is giving you an opportunity.
Right now.
He is giving you an opportunity just to say, Jesus, I want you in my heart.
Amen.
Jesus, I need you.
I need you, Lord.
I am sorry for my sins. I need you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
come into me.
Yes.
Hold me. Keep me strong through these times, Lord God. And guess what? Jesus is right there. And when he comes in, the Holy Spirit comes into you as well.
Amen.
And then from there, you will let the Lord make the changes he needs to make. Man does not change man.
No.
God and the love of Jesus Christ saves man.
Amen. Man is just a man.
That's right.
And I had to remind one of my one of my guests last week. He's just a man is a man.
That's right.
But God is God.
That's
right.
He
doesn't change.
That's right.
You know, and whatever he did thousands of years ago, he's doing the same thing today. His word doesn't change.
That's right.
You know,
his and it miracles, never comes back void.
No, never comes back void. Never.
And prophets, you have to be very careful. You have to test what they say.
You better.
To the word.
You better.
But when you have a large number of prophets that are prophesying exactly the same thing, and they have been known to be true prophets of God, proven prophets time and time again, as they speak something and the Lord's blessing is on it, your spirit should recognize that.
That's true, but I think a lot of people have been fooled here in this past year.
I do too.
Even the prophets, I think, because a lot of that stuff did not even come true.
Well, a lot of it might not be done yet.
True.
You know, so we have to, the whole thing is we have to stand on the word of God and the fact that his word never comes back void.
Amen.
And that's where I have to stand.
Right.
So no matter who the prophet was, that's how I have to stand.
That's true. That's so true. And it's, boy, I don't know, but like you said, keep your eyes on Christ.
You have to keep your eyes on Christ. You're not going to make it through to 2022.
No. And that virus and mask wearing will probably still be around till 2022.
Well, yeah.
They're prophesying. Not prophesying that. But
no,
the
they're not prophesying it. The doctors are talking it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, because everybody can't get the shot. But
I don't want it.
I don't want it either. I don't want either one.
No, I don't want to take the shots.
I don't want the shot.
Give me the chance with the Lord, and that's because of my immediate reactions to most medications. It makes no sense for me to try to take something that's not proven at all. I've had the flu shot. I've had the pneumonia shot, but COVID I don't want. And I don't want them to put me into an institution because I refuse it either.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen because there's a lot of people that have refused it already. But we are out of time, Marie.
What happened to all that time talking about 20? We had no plans and look at that.
All right. It always happens like that. So
yeah.
Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you
for listening to A Voice of a People here with Linda Sims.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
What I'm impressed by, you think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do? Just tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Wow, isn't that something? Where are you from originally?
I'm right here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.
Yeah, I liked it too. So how long have you had this show?
This show?
Yeah.
This particular incarnation of this show has been on about a year, but doing these type of shows about 10 years.
10 years. And
is that good enough? Do I pass?
Oh, yeah. And you enjoy it, right?
Till today, yeah.
Well,